Tourism officials estimate that 2 to 4 million people will crowd into the nation's capital for the Inauguration Week festivities, but getting here and finding a place to stay could prove to be a problem. Nearly all of the Washington, D.C. area 90,000 hotel rooms are reserved. Flights, trains, and buses are not easy to come by either, so many who just have to be here are looking for creative, if not crazy, ways to get to D.C. One group rented a million-dollar cruise ship to sail from Florida to not-so-very-far-away Baltimore. They're calling it the Yes We Can 2009 Inauguration Cruise. Another man is biking, yes, riding his bicycle, from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. We'll speak with him shortly. If you're coming to the inauguration, how do you plan to get here? Where are you going to stay? Tell us your story. Our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. And as promised, we begin with Ryan Bowen. He left his home in Los Angeles earlier this month, and so far he's biked to Texas on his way to D.C. Ryan, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
And whereabouts in Texas are you?
I'm in Industry, Texas.
And where is Industry, Texas?
Industry is about halfway in between Austin and Houston, so I'm planning on being in Houston for Christmas.
Houston for Christmas. So do you have family there?
I got friends there.
You got friends? That's almost as good as family.
Yeah.
Get a turkey anyway.
Yep.
What prompted you to think, Los Angeles, Washington, roughly 3,000 miles, I think I'll go by bike?
You know, it's kind of unconventional. And in these days and times, we've spoken a lot about change in this recent election. And I thought that change meant doing things differently. For instance, taking an unconventional means of transportation was something that popped into my head as my friends were buying their plane tickets. I didn't really have the finances to do that, so I looked at my conventional way of getting around Los Angeles, which is riding my bicycle.
However, you may be spending a flight's worth of, how many spare tires have you put on there?
I've had great luck besides the tires. Everything has been, I've been received so well in every town that I've gone to. If I could just keep the tires inflated, I'd be the happiest man alive.
Well, bicycles aren't designed like that, I don't think. Why is it so important for you to be here for the inauguration?
I was very inspired by this recent election. I thought that what we have here is the potential for a sustained political movement that is unprecedented in my generation. I know I'm a young man, and that there is still skepticism out there about what kind of change is going to come out of this, but I think that this is the time in which we as a nation can actually move and create a political movement that is meaningful and that can be a powerful, progressive politic that actually does change things. So I wanted to get to D.C., much like many of these other folks that are crowding the city, to be able to witness this and take part.
How is your body holding up so far?
It started off tough, very tough. I think I wanted to quit by the time I got to San Diego, but the kind of encouragement that I got and the advice that I got has been helping me to stay fit. I was really worried about my knees early on, but the encouragement that I've got from the fellow cycling community all across the nation has taught me how to take care of it pretty well. The hardest part is to keep my stomach full enough, because I have to take in about 8,000 calories a day or else my body will start eating itself.
A curmudgeon might point out, if you're coming from Los Angeles to Washington, the right direction to start in does not take you to San Diego.
That was a little discouraging at first when I realized that I had to get as far south, but it was a strategic decision that was made. And so far I've been able to avoid some of this ugly winter weather that has covered the rest of the nation. The coldest day I had was yesterday, about 35, but everything else has been nearly sunny days through all of Arizona and New Mexico, so I've been lucking out.
And where are you eating? Where are you sleeping?
The eating is anywhere and everywhere. I look for buffets as much as possible because, you know, at a regular Mexican restaurant, I'm ordering at least 2 or 3 entrees a night, so the buffet is the most economical form. Left a couple owners a little shocked at how many plates I can consume, but the sleeping arrangements is pretty much anywhere and everywhere as well. A couple nights ago, I was in a horse trailer. I have a tent with me, and I've stayed in that about a quarter of the time, but many other times, friends and friends of friends have been taking me in as I go along the way. So I started the website, bikingforobama.com, and told people that I put up my maps and said, if you know anybody along my route that could possibly put me up with a warm meal or just even a warm place out of the elements, I'd love to stay and meet with them as well as talk with them and converse in what has been my goal with this entire trip is to participate in a national dialogue.
Well, here's an email we have from Bill and Marky in Yorktown, Virginia. We're parking the motorhome for the weekend in a campground in Northern Virginia. Then we'll bicycle from Alexandria across the Potomac to the National Mall. Not quite your distance, but nevertheless, I think the spirit's there.
Hey, that's the spirit right there. I'm looking for more bicyclists to join with me as well. I mean, if they'd like to join, I'd love to hear from them. I'm trying to gain a movement kind of like Forrest Gump and just come into D.C. with, 500, maybe 1,000 cyclists at my side.
Not exactly rolling thunder, but I guess we get the point. I do have to ask, where are you going to stay once you get here?
I've had actually an outpouring of support in D.C. That's the least of my worries, actually. Getting a ticket would be nice, but as for places to stay, people have contacted me already. I just have to choose what is the best offer.
Well, good luck.
Well, thank you very much.
And we'll post a link to your website at our website, okay?
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Neil.
All right. Thanks very much. That
Happy
is Ryan Bowen, who is riding his bicycle from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., calling us from the road near Industry, Texas. So how are you getting to the inauguration? Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. Carl's on the line. Carl calling from St. Louis.
Hey, Neil. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good. Well, nothing as exciting as your previous guest, but I won tickets in for my congressman in an essay contest. So we're packing the family of six in our minivan and driving to Richmond, Virginia, and we'll stay with my dad. And I have to either drive or we're going to maybe try to take the train to D.C. on the 19th because we have to pick up the tickets in person back to Richmond. And then back to D.C. again the next day, either driving or by train.
Richmond a little further away than you think it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You wrote an essay for these tickets. What kind of an essay was it?
It was Congressman Russ Carnahan in St. Louis. And the essay was, what does the election about Barack Obama mean to you and the country? And that's how they were parsing out their tickets.
And what did you write?
I just had talked about, similar to what your other guests had talked about, that it was even more than what Barack Obama himself was, but it was more about the idea of what he is and what he represents and where America has come maturity-wise for over the last 365 years. So, and that was kind of the topic I stuck with.
All right, Carl. Thanks very much. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go next to this is Julie. Julie with us from Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Well, we're going to the inauguration. I don't know as we actually have tickets, but I have volunteers.
Details. Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got online the day after the election, and I booked tickets for a hotel, booked rooms in Fredericksburg, Virginia, so it wasn't expensive. Got my flights booked, and we'll just commute to Washington, and hopefully I'll be volunteering as an EMT, and this will be my family's Christmas gift from Mom.
That sounds like a great idea.
It's, this was just the most wonderful election. It meant so much to so many of us for a lot of reasons, and I couldn't think of a better Christmas gift and, better thing to do with my family. So if we don't see the inauguration itself, well, we'll watch it on the great big television monitors and volunteer and just be happy to be there.
And maybe get on the parade route.
I wouldn't mind, and if they throw candy, well, that would be great.
Okay. Julie, have a great trip.
Thanks. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. Here's an email, this from Doug. My wife and I will be flying into Philadelphia and driving to D.C. We will stay in Wilmington, Delaware on Sunday. My unmarried son forces my unmarried son out of his bedroom onto his sofa for Monday and Tuesday night. Please do not reference my city. Airfare was slightly less than $200 each. Let's see if we can go now to this is Jane. Jane with us from Coral Gables in Florida.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you today?
I'm well, and I'm just really thrilled. I'm a certified tour director and now a licensed D.C. tour guide. And tour directing is my retirement dream job. I was hired by a tour company last June to conduct a 5-day tour during inauguration in January in D.C. Of course, at that time, I had no idea. None of us had any idea that Obama would be our president and president-elect. I took the D.C. Tour Guide Licensing Exam and failed it the first time by 3 points because I stupidly didn't answer 3 questions I knew. And I wondered, how come that happened? I said, maybe I'm not supposed to go. Maybe my guy's not going to win. But then when my guy did win, I went back and passed the exam with flying colors, so I'm getting paid to go to the inauguration.
Wow. Well, I'm sure it's more than just money for you.
And it's more than just money for me. I am African-American, and as I mentioned, this is my retirement dream job. Back in August 1963, when I was 18 years old, I took a bus with the Black Baptist Church from Bridgeport, Connecticut, down to Washington, and was on the Mall for Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And that's the last time I was at any demonstrations or anything on the Mall. And so for me, X number of years later, I guess ladies don't tell their age, to be back on the Mall now to see an African-American inaugurated as president is just quite a blessing for me.
That sounds like it's going to be the trip of a lifetime, Jane.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the phone call. Happy Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
We're talking about people on their way to the inauguration. How are you going to get here? Where are you going to stay? This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This email from Jean in Trenton, New Jersey. I can walk to the train station from my house. I've made train reservations to go to and back from Washington, D.C. on January 20th. It's an easy walk from Union Station to the Mall. I can't wait. Okay, let's go now to Jen. Jen with us from Philadelphia.
Hi.
Hi there.
I started looking on Craigslist a few weeks back to try to find a rental for a few days.
Uh-huh.
And I realized they were renting one- and two-bedroom apartments for $2,000 to $4,000 a night in some cases.
Those are just the walk-in closets.
Exactly. So that seemed a little bit out of our range financially. But a friend of mine suggested trying to swap out a week at our beach house for a week at somebody else's house in Virginia. And thankfully, that worked out. So I will be swapping and taking my four kids down and meeting up with a couple of friends that I know from online.
And they swapped this for the beaches in Philadelphia?
No. The beach is in New Jersey, in
okay.
Cape May.
All right.
So they're getting a little bit of better beach view from Cape May.
And the weather will be warmer, I suspect.
Yeah, they get summertime rental. They don't have to take it in January.
Okay, Jen.
It's win-win for everybody.
Have a great time.
Thanks.
Here's an email from Rick in Sioux City. In early October, I suggested to a friend that since Obama was going to win, there would be many from Iowa who would want to go to the inaugural. We believe we elected Obama by helping him win the all-important Iowa caucuses, just, 10 days and a year away. So we very quietly looked for hotel rooms in the D.C. area and reserved a block of rooms in Alexandria, Virginia, also booked a couple of dozen seats on Northwest Airlines. We kept the project top secret until the election victory was announced because we didn't want to jinx the election. Needless to say, the trip package sold out quickly, and we are set to go, all at a very good price. And let's see if we get another caller on the line. And this is going to be Selma. Selma with us from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hello, Neil. How are you?
Very well. Go ahead, please.
We are actually, my school's in Grand Rapids is sending four of us through our school's provost office to D.C. to study with the Washington Center for 10 days before the inauguration.
And
we are very excited about it.
And how did the students get picked, though?
Well, there was an application process that happened, I'd say probably 2 or 3 weeks before the actual election. So I think something like 25 or 30 students applied, and they picked the best four from those. I happened to be one of them, and it's going to be a really fantastic experience.
How did they decide which was the best?
We had to write an essay, and we had to obviously submit our transcript. And we had to submit something else along in the application materials, and that was it. We actually applied before the election was finished. So at that point, if the opponent had won, I was going to go either way. And, we had to cross our fingers, but luckily things came through for us.
Well, congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we get another one in quickly. This is, let's go to Karen. Karen with us from Tucson, Arizona.
Hello there.
Hi, Karen.
Happy holidays.
And happy holidays to you, too.
I'm going to be visiting a great aunt in Silver Springs, Maryland, from the 16th to the 19th of January, and I arranged this many months ago for a very reasonable round-trip airfare. She lives in a senior complex, and I'm going to be staying in a little studio apartment in the complex.
Does she have to smuggle you in? You have to wear a gray wig or something?
Oh, no. This is a little apartment that's available for friends and family who are visiting, if it's available. So we're very fortunate there. Now, once we realized that we were so close to the inaugural, we decided, my cousin and I who are going, to delay returning for 2 days. So we contacted the airlines, and they wanted, for our original $200 round-trip ticket, they wanted an additional $1,800 per person to extend it 2 days. So, needless to say, we can't afford that. But
no.
I'm thinking I just might miss my flight, you know, and maybe catch it a few days later.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah, you just have to use that same ticket.
That's, you know, I can just say, hey, you know, I was indisposed. I couldn't get here. The traffic, you know, the inauguration. What can I say?
Airline people never listen to this radio program.
But anyway, that's my sort of sneaky plan at this point. I don't know if it'll work or if we'll do it, but that's the hope.
Okay, Karen, one small thing is, as the locals will inform you when you get there, it's Silver Spring. There's only one of them, and there's only one Silver Spring.
That's right. You're right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
My great aunt lives in Silver Spring, Maryland.
There you go. There's a paucity of water. There's only one spring there.
Yes. Well, happy holidays to all of you, and thanks for all you do.
Karen, thank you, and good luck to you, and Merry Christmas to you all, and all of you who called and emailed to tell us why and how you're going to the inauguration and where you're going to stay. Thank you so much for participating. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Our program is produced by Susan Lund, Kareem Estefan, David Gura, Enrique Rivera, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Beth Novi produces our web content. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our associate producer is Sarah Handel. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Kevin Waite, Jerry Tennant, and Sean Phillips. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Talk of the Nation's senior supervising producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Richard L. Harris is NPR's director of afternoon programming. And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.